You know, we will have to say something then.
I guess we will.
Because
we're on the air. You might as well say it now. Okay.
Well, you know, we were going to have a little review today of a play. You know, he still might show up, so, you know, it's really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can always cross our fingers.
Yeah. We might have a review here in a little bit of, like, a play festival called Finnegan's... forget the other part of it.
Was well, it? we'll get to that first. First, let's just say hello. I'm Autumn. This is Spring.
Yes, and we are here doing our Thursday 9 p.m. show.
It's sort of like our version of a fireside chat.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. I feel the glow. I feel. In fact, I might be a little too close to the fire. It's a little hot. It's a little hot.
Well, you know.
I think I'll take off some stuff. Why, look!
Well, here he is. Here is Paul Curry.
Hi, Mr. Curry.
And
you can have a seat.
There's your seat. All right. And there is your microphone. Not microphone.
Hi there.
There's your headphones.
Oh, boy. Hello there. How are you? That's Margaret and Tim, but we're going to do... Come in and make yourself comfortable. Wow, the studio just got full of folks. This is really great. Spring.
Right.
Tell everybody who just sat down.
Well, Paul Curry is here to give a little review of...
Sorry.
Finnegan's... What was that? Funky Fresh?
Oh.
Festival? Was it totally funky and fresh?
Oh, my.
It was like a... I don't know how many.
It was
many
a week
plays.
Ago. It was a week ago. I'll tell you that. It was a week ago, and it was almost memorable.
Almost memorable.
There was a little bit of it that was that has stuck in my head.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, I suppose a little bit in both. The good way. I suppose I can't talk about it on the radio though, because it was kind of adult.
No, please.
It was
excuse
a little adult.
Me.
Please,
you
we
can
don't
say
any...
whatever the fuck you want about adult
any...
anything here.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any parameters. So.
No parameters.
Well, there was one. Well, first of all, it was 10 1-acts, all about 10 minutes long. This is at the Bardstown.
So it's already sounding like sex.
Yeah. Okay. Except with no refractory period.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately. There were five in each session. Two sessions. The first one, I can't remember. The second one. The first two I thought were pretty good, but I can't remember them. Somewhere in the third or the fourth one, there was one that was just really, really hard to be generous to.
Can you give us a brief synopsis of what made it so hard?
Well, you know, see, some of these people I know, and I'm a little concerned about it. But there was an extremely pedestrian approach to it wasn't exciting. It just wasn't exciting. There was one that where the there were two people that were working in a actually there was two plays that were kind of post that were kind of like angels looking out over humans, you know,
right.
Like one of them where the story was kind of like the guy was a stalker, but what he really was a guardian angel watching out for these two women because the one woman was going to be murdered by her husband, and he was trying to he had to be in place, he had to be ready to help her with her transition.
So it's kind of like almost like touched by an angel in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that one, that was probably the most conventionally successful of the bunch, but it was still a little iffy.
Wings of Desire. Song?
Yeah. Sure. There was another one where there were two people that were working at computer equipment, and their point was to they were monitoring people's dreams and trying to help them keep their energy up to pursue their dreams. And meanwhile, the two of them are having a kind of a some sexual tension between the two of them. And that one, the fellow that wrote that one just really fumbled the ending of it. He wanted it to be complete and pat and it ended up being so pointedly disappointing in its resolution that the cleverness of the bit was undercut terribly.
Aww.
The best of the bunch, though.
Okay. Tell us about the best.
Was called I can even remember the name of it. Dry Erase BJs. And this is an attractive woman sitting on a bench in front of, I guess it was Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not exactly sure. I think it was Bed Bath & Beyond. And she's got a sign that says hand jobs $25, blow jobs $50. And the primary action is when an offended woman comes to the Bed Bath & Beyond and sees this woman sitting in the open going to be performing sex acts in front of the Bed Bath & Beyond. And she says, in this economy, you gotta be practical. You gotta do what you can. And basically makes an economic argument to justify her activity to the point where the woman who was to that point offended comes around and apologizes for being offended. And then of course she's performing hand jobs on stage. So the throw a coat over the guy's lap and it's, I'm pretty sure it was pantomimed.
I would think yeah. Because that would actually be a sex act on stage.
Yeah. Well, and if it was going to be a sex act, they would be a little more obvious about it. I mean, they wouldn't cover stuff up if they were going to. I mean, if they wanted notoriety, they would go to the wall.
That'd be the way to do it.
And honestly, one of the early skits, and I was thinking it was memorable, and this is probably why it was memorable. It was called Status Update. Two women who are talking to their devices, talking to each other as they're talking about their devices, and they're talking about that status update. You really hit nailed it with that status update. And so they have this conversation that's incorporating their activity on Facebook, but during their conversation where they're going back and forth about Facebook, they strip down to their underwear, which is always a good choice as far as I'm concerned on stage.
If the underwear's clean.
Well, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, I got some distance.
All right.
Unless the stains are so egregious that I can see them from eight rows back. There'd be an issue there.
You know, they do make underwear with stains already on them.
No, where can I get some?
Sunscreen on them already.
Yeah. I want some.
It'd save you some trouble there.
Mike Bakay used to sell self-destruct underwear that had stain already on it.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
I missed my opportunity there.
Okay.
They work with a Ouija board, and Ouija board is always exciting on stage. I can't remember what the question was, but then that play ended up kind of fumbling too. So I mean, they had some interesting ideas. I mean, if you can, they didn't explain why they took their clothes off, except I guess they have to be in their underwear to do Ouija board. Does anybody know anything about Ouija board?
Nude Ouija? I don't know.
You have to be in your underwear to do Ouija board?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I've never done Ouija board.
Maybe it's letter by letter.
Maybe it's more effective if you're in your underwear.
Strip Ouija.
Yeah. S is for sock.
Right. It conducts more if you're naked.
Right.
That's where the term wedgie comes from.
Yes.
There you go. So yeah, I was. It. The Bridget the chicken bits
Brittany
the chicken was that the as far as live theater is concerned, I love the principle that Bill Murray presented in Tootsie. He says, I don't like it when people come to see, I run into people on the street and they say, I saw your play, I loved it. He says, I'd rather if people came up to me weeks later and said, I saw your play, what happened? And I'd say Brittany the chicken was pretty much in the realm of a what happened type of presentation. Now, Brittany the chicken was written by the same fellow that did Dry Erase BJ's.
Right, and the co-writer of that, Sherry co-wrote that. Yeah,
I know Sherry.
Sherry co-wrote.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's kind of a consistent observation about social concepts. Brittany the chicken, it's revealed in these. Brittany the chicken was the connecting bits between the plays. They were a minute or two each, and they were very diverse. But there's ultimately, I guess, about 8 or 9 Brittany the chicken pieces, and
they were all great, right? But
I think in the sequence it's revealed that Brittany was fathered by a chicken, and I'm not exactly sure where there might be some sort of incestuous element where the other character was her mom, and her mom is flaunting her sexuality, and she's got an overweight boyfriend, or that might have been Brittany's brother, and then there's another guy who Brittany's boyfriend had a provocative scene with a pantomiming with a corn cob. So I'm not exactly sure what happened in all of that. I'd never seen those characters before, but it was a lot more theatrical, and was a lot more compelling theatrically than some of the one acts.
Well, Paul, this is going on this weekend too. It's like,
yeah, well, don't miss it.
Can we say where it was, or is
it? It's at the Bardstown.
At the Bardstown.
I mentioned that before. It's where Fat Cats used to be. People aren't familiar with the Bardstown. It's a terrific restaurant, bar, and venue. They do live music and theater, and the Louisville Improvisers do kind of a monthly thing there. There's another improv group. There's a theater upstairs. It's just where
can you eat or only drink when the play is?
You can eat and drink anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. The theater is upstairs.
Okay.
I don't know if I suppose you could bring food up there. They've got tables. But they generally have a deal. You might want to verify this, but they generally have a deal where if you have dinner there, you get into the show for free.
Cool.
Wow.
Brittany the chicken for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'd have to pay for
one
chicken.
Yes. Paul, how long was this? Theater experience?
A couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they were all about 10 minutes long each, and there was an intermission.
Okay. What's the normal price to get in there? I know you were comped.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the price?
I think it was $15.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And that will be going on, here we go again, we're going to do a little promotion here. That will be going on tonight. Actually, as we're talking about it, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, if it was tonight, it's already started, though.
Right.
You're going to show up and catch the
You're going to be there
skit.
And,
yeah.
you might come in the hand job.
You bust through at the end of it. Everybody will be thinking you're part of the show. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it couldn't hurt this bill. to have someone disrupt the circumstances.
Well, we're stuck here, but we could all go and we could think of
go
something
there tomorrow.
By then.
You got nothing better to do tomorrow night, right?
I might never have anything to do this weekend.
I don't know. I was supposed to go right after you saw it, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But,
Well, if you're familiar with Brittany the Chicken.
I do know a little about Brittany, but we won't go into that. But I know a little bit about Brittany the Chicken.
Well, I'd say if you're familiar with Brittany, then it's
worth, a must.
It is more than a must. It is absolutely imperative. Can't miss Brittany.
And we love having Paul here being a cub reporter for us. And we're probably,
well,
we might call price on him again.
Is right. I can't believe that I was looking for something to do that night, and you made it so worthwhile.
You were ready.
Mm-hmm.
And did
I'm glad that I'm glad spring was useful.
Well, you know, I thought, wait a minute here, Paul might want to review this for us, you know, and I felt, you know, it would be all right if we reviewed things, but I felt that, you know, it'd be kind of stilted if we review things when it's our show, you know what I mean? We don't really
want to
go there.
Now, wait a minute, were you involved in this production?
No.
Were you
responsible? No, I mean, like, our show, the radio show, I don't want to go and, you know, but I will say this, I know Brittany the Chicken because I was the inspiration for Brittany the Chicken.
Oh.
The original Brittany the Chicken.
Oh.
Can you tell us why and how?
Well, no, I can't really go into that because it would not really make that much sense. But I was kind of the creator in my mind of Brittany the Chicken. So Sherry kind of took Brittany and ran with Brittany the Chicken. Mm. But the original Brittany the Chicken was actually a play that I had sketched out a long time ago. So she took that and ran with Brittany.
Has there been Brittany on stage before?
No. The one that I did...
The ongoing adventures of Brittany debuted to the public with this production.
The Brittany the Chicken that I was part of and kind of like involved with had to do with a Thanksgiving play that I wrote. That never happened.
Mm.
And it also involved
unproduced
Brittany the Chicken. Had to deal with portals and Thanksgiving and
portals.
Uh-huh.
Portals as in
portals, like, you know. And
okay.
Barbie. And a lot of stuff.
I don't remember any Barbies.
But it was like kind of big and involved.
This kind of came across like Honey Boo Boo done by Harmony Korine. You know, it was a pretty it was an adult and kind of pointedly pathetic circumstance where the family really didn't have much going.
Well, the original Brittany idea that I had was more of a, shall we say, a musical theater piece.
She does sing. She does sing in one segment.
So Sherry carried that along. Okay.
She did have a song, and I think she was wearing sequins for the song sequence.
See, and Sherry had used Brittany in some other plays after. Yeah. So this is her first.
Wasn't a debut.
This is a fully developed idea. Then.
In Sherry's mind, yeah, I guess it's like half hatched, but anyway, mine. So when she knew about Brittany the Chicken, she was kind of like taken with Brittany.
I
told her I was going to do this like little play thing. Mm. So from there, she took Brittany kind of by the hand, I guess, and made it her own kind of thing.
I wouldn't say by the hand.
But by the wing.
Yeah.
And made it her own kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
So that's why I know Brittany the Chicken.
All right.
Okay. So
maybe we should have Brittany on as a guest.
Well, we could. We could have Sherry come on and talk about where she thinks Brittany's going now. So,
but could we actually have the character Brittany, I wonder?
Who played? Was there someone that played Brittany?
I didn't commit the names.
Okay.
Actually, wait a minute. This would be bizarre. This would be truly bizarre. I'm wearing the same coat.
Well, there you produce it.
I have the program.
He's producing
in my,
the program
in my
now.
Paul's truly
Brittany,
professionally. He's just pretending.
Yeah. Seat of my pants is the way I succeed. Michael Roberts played Brittany.
I think the
character. Now I assumed that the character was Brittany's mother. But she's credited, the character's name is Vomitina.
See, now that has to do
does
with...
That
like,
sound, does that sound familiar? Okay.
Because Sherry did the whole like little kind of
and then Brian
about
Walker,
Vomitina.
And then Brian Walker played the other two characters, Teensy and Skylar.
Well, and like I say, I'm excited about having Brittany the chicken.
All I would say is it's one of Sherry Sanders' standard characters now is Brittany, so I'll just say that. But see, originally, I kind of like had kind of a hand in it, but not really. She took it from.
She's developed.
Right.
Brittany, the character has grown from embryonic proportions into a fully developed.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. And now that I'm looking at this, I have to correct myself here. I said that the dry erase BJ was also written by the same co-writer, but Brian Walker was the director of the Brittany sequences, and he directed Dry Erase BJ, which was written by Brianna Clemerson, and that straightens that out. And for some reason, I can't read a lot of this other stuff that would otherwise be refreshing my memory.
Well, Paul, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. Anything in service of the arts.
Well, we hope to do a lot of servicing for the arts mm-hmm. here.
Bad theater is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, so, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good
really,
to know.
I'm really fond of bad theater. Okay. You know, there's a lot of, especially when there's a lot of heart in it, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody believes in something, they do it on stage.
A lot of heart and soul.
I ran into Liz
Kramer.
Kramer. At the show and sat with her, and I was, you know, I've spent a lot of time watching movies over the years, and I said, you know, seeing the worst theatrical production is better than seeing the best movie.
Wow.
It really is. There's just a significant difference in the experience. You know, you'll never meet the people in Casablanca. But you can hang out with the people that do a skit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I understand. Anyway. But, you know, I that's so true. I will never meet... Who's our current Oscar-winning performer from Louisville? I'm sure I will never
Jennifer
meet her.
Lawrence. Oh, yes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm never going to meet Jennifer Lawrence. But, as you pointed out, I can go tomorrow night and meet...
Yeah.
Brittany.
You can meet Brittany and the gang.
A Vomitina.
Vomitina. Yeah, Vomitina was she's a compelling individual there.
Well, we'd like to point out that we're super grateful that Paul took time out to go see the play and to come and tell us about it. So, I can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough.
We can't.
But we'll think of some way.
Okay, well,
we were going to give... What were we going to give? We had swizzle sticks, but we've given them all away.
Oh.
Well. Sorry.
Well, next time we'll make up for it. We'll give you a double present, okay?
Yes. All right.
Well, that's... Yeah, I do have a fine collection of swizzle sticks. And I really don't have to add to it. You know, I have enough...
It wasn't a do this and we'll give you this kind of thing. It's
right.
Genuinely
fun. Yeah, well, I can appreciate that. We really wanted you to have something.
It's just, I do have a lot. If you were to come by my place and pick up a box of stuff and walk off with it,
you'd
that
be happy?
Would be a gift.
Okay.
That would be all right.
That would be
we'll do it.
We genuinely thought about you before we threw them in the garbage.
Excellent.
Yeah. I think a brown bag of swag. We should mm-hmm. start working on that right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you Paul, again.
Yeah, I think you have another guest coming in here.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
All right.
We got
two guests, and should we do a little music and let them situate
them? Yes,
let
them settle in.
I'm supposed to do it?
Yes. Mugwort is going to play us a little of his favorite band and kill the mics.